I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك واصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى اليك واصحابك يا نور الله
My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another episode of I love Islam. And today, alhamdulillah, it's I love Islam Eid special. Subhanallah. Today we are going to talk about different activities, how Muslims celebrate Eid, how we should be celebrating Eid. And alhamdulillah, it's the day of Eid. Subhanallah. It's the day of happiness. It's a day of sharing love and kindness. It's a time where we spend a lot of time with our family, with our friends. Subhanallah. Today you're watching this I love Islam Eid special, and today we have some special guests in the studio. Subhanallah. Are we ready to introduce them? Are you ready to listen to them? Come on then, let's go towards them. Let's see who's here with us in the studio. First, mashallah, we have one of our Eid, I Love Islam, the main anchor person of I Love Islam program. Mashallah, Brother Arkam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Arkam bhai?
Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal, mashallah, nice to see you. Subhanallah, today inshallah we are going to talk about some of the lessons we can learn from Ramadan and also what we should be doing during Eid, how we should be celebrating Eid inshallah. These are things we are going to talk about inshallah. But before we do continue, let's have a quick introduction with all our panel today inshallah. We have a new guest today, mashallah. We have young Ibrahim from Oldham. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you, Ibrahim?
I am good.
MashaAllah, you good?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, this was Ibrahim from Oldham. MashaAllah, he's studying in Madrasatul Madina with Dawat Islami. What do you read? Have you completed Madani Qaida? MashaAllah, you completed all. MashaAllah, what are you doing now?
I'm on Sparah 30.
Sparah 30? Wow, MashaAllah. And are you starting from the end?
Yeah.
Wow, that's good, MashaAllah. May Allah Ta'ala make you a practicing Hafiz-e-Quran. An Islamic scholar, inshallah. Make sure you keep behaving and you keep being good. Is that deal, yeah?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to move this way. MashaAllah, we've got two guests here. Again, these are two brand new guests on our I Love Islam panel. And let's see who we're going to start off with. We're going to start off with someone who's wearing turquoise color. Oh, he's him. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
Alaikum assalam.
How are you, sir?
I'm okay. What about you?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. What's your name?
Hamza Nabil.
Where are you from?
Oldham.
You're from Oldham. Hamza from Oldham. And do you study in Madrasatul Madina as well?
Ji.
Where's this?
Oldham.
In Oldham. So you study in Madrasatul Madina of Dawud Islami in Oldham. And mashallah, you're here in the studio, mashallah, with us. And how's your Ramadan?
Alhamdulillah, the beautiful Ramadan we went by very fast.
Allahu Akbar. Do you not hold on to it? You can have that to hold tightly to it. Don't let it go. Yeah, but you're right. Ramadan went so fast for all of us. And now it's just memories. Yeah, we can just cherish these memories. Those who had good memories of Ramadan and those who were lazy in Ramadan and you missed out, even that's a memory for you as well. And you're thinking, oh no, I could have done this, I could have done that. But these memories will remain with you now. But now it's the day of Eid and it's important that we, you know, enjoy the Eid as well. The day of Eid is the day of thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for His favors, for His mercy. Hamza, I think you want to read something to us. What do you want to recite?
Surah Duha.
So you want to do Tilawat of the Quran And I think in that case, right, those who are watching on Madani channel as well, because Brother Hamza wants to recite from the verses of the Quran, then I think we should leave everything to one side. If you're eating, if you're doing anything else, just for a moment, let's take a moment, let's pause, let's leave everything, and let's listen to the recitation of the glorious Quran. Ji, Brother Hamza.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث صدق الله العظيم.
Subhanallah, mashallah, that was a beautiful recital from Hamza, mashallah. Hamza, that was really nice. Well done, mashallah. What do you do in Madrasat al-Madina?
Study Quran.
Like, have you completed Quran or which para are you on?
I completed it.
You completed the whole Quran back, mashallah. And is this your second time now?
Ji.
Mashallah. What else do you read there? Is there any of the books that you study?
Yes.
What's your favorite part in Madrasat al-Madina?
Learning fiqh.
Learning fiqh, learning rulings of Islam. Anything in particular? Any field that any topic that's interesting to you, that you've learned something that was really nice?
About how to read namaz.
The practical method of how to perform namaz. MashaAllah, that's really nice. Good to hear that, MashaAllah, when you go to the madrasa, you don't just read the Quran Pak, but you also learn Islamic rulings as well, MashaAllah. That is something we should all be aware of. Like now, if you're a teacher, or even if you're teaching at home or in a madrasa, if you're a teacher, we need to focus on the upbringing of our children. We need to make sure we give them the right basic knowledge of Islam as well, at the same time where we teach them the Quran as well, inshallah. MashaAllah, that's really nice to hear from you, inshallah. But now, before we come back to you, Hamza, let's move on to another guest that we have here. And again, he's another brand new guest in the studio. And now we're going to turn to him. We're going to speak to him. Are we all ready for it? Come on then, let's go see who's here today. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
How are you, guest?
Alhamdulillah, okay.
You're the surprise guest, aren't you?
Yeah.
He has been the surprise guest because even he didn't know he's going to be in the studio today. Subhanallah. And I had to tell someone, can you please make sure you bring him with you? So sorry, you've been snookered here. MashaAllah. No way out now. You're on the cameras. So how are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm okay.
Can you tell his name? Your name?
My name is Mubashir Zahir Attari.
Mubashir Attari from Oldham. And Mubashir is younger brother of Arkam. And Ibrahim is your cousin? Is it both of them are cousins? So Ibrahim?
Allah's son.
Okay.
So my mom's sister's son. And Hamza is my mom's son. So my mom's brother's son.
MashaAllah, you got two bodyguards with you, MashaAllah. SubhanAllah. So we have Arkam Bhai's family today here joining us and celebrating Eid with Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah. So we have Mubashir. Mubashir, the reason we give you a surprise, we forced you to come here, is because we want to hear a naat from you. Because we know you need a naat. Yeah, so we want to hear some naat from you. So can everyone else, please, can we join in with the naat? Yeah? You gonna rejoin in? Yeah, are you up for it as well? Let's all enjoy the Naad. All the viewers on Madani channel as well, please listen to the Naad. And if you know it, if you can follow it, please read the Naad along as well, inshallah. Come on, Mubashir, it's yours now.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulallah. وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله بولا لو پھر مجھے اے شاہ
Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, that was a beautiful kalam and recited wonderfully, mashallah, by Brother Mubashir. Mashallah, thank you for reciting that kalam. Mashallah, it was really nice. So just once more, I would like to welcome Ibrahim, Hamza and Mubashir to our I Love Islam Eid special. Alhamdulillah, it's a great pleasure to have you guys here. Inshallah, we're going to continue to discuss very important topics, inshallah, regarding today. So should we start off with, well, I'll make a point. It's a bit of a mixed feeling, isn't it? Like Ramadan's gone and you know that vibe, that beautiful atmosphere that was there in Ramadan, that excitement that was there, that's not there anymore. And so it's like, in a way, you have that sad feeling as well. And then that it's excitement of Eid. The day of Eid is a day of happiness. It's a day of being thankful to Allah Ta'ala. So it's a bit of a mixed feeling. Anything you want to say?
You know, right now, you're right. That feeling of Ramadan having left us is there. Sadness is there. But at the moment, for the majority of us, Eid, the celebration of Eid is covering that sadness. You know when we'll truly feel the sadness of missing Ramadan or Ramadan leaving us the next few days? Once the celebrations of Eid are over, then truly we'll remember that Ramadan, everyone was together, everyone was in the masjid, everyone was connected together.
SubhanAllah. But, you know, like they say iftari time, especially at iftari time, even sehri time as well, the whole family used to be together.
Everyone was together.
Generally in our household, you know, even the Madri Channel viewers as well, you know, you'll be witness to this. You know, in Ramadan, this was a time when the whole family got together, majority of us. You know, we got together and we did sehri together, we did iftari together, and this is a time that, you know, it only happens in Ramadan. So if you look at outside Ramadan, you know, everyone's got their own timing. Someone's having breakfast at 7 o'clock, the elders, then someone wakes up at 8, 9 o'clock, someone gets up at 10 o'clock, someone wakes up at 2 o'clock, whatever time they have. So everyone's having a breakfast, someone's having a breakfast at 2 o'clock, and then some people, it's nearly tea time for them.
No, you're talking about just families coming together. Ramadan is not just families that come together at sehri time or iftari time, is communities come together. If you look at the masajid, even sehri time, especially iftari time, so many people used to come together and open their fast together.
SubhanAllah. That, truly, you know, like maybe hundreds of people go there.
Yeah.
And you know, because it's the day of Eid, you think, SubhanAllah, look, Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us with a great day. That on this occasion of Eid, you know, when we went to our local masjid, a local area to read our Eid namaz, it's not just us who are at the masjid to perform Eid, but millions of Muslims around the world on this day, first of Shawwal, they are celebrating Eid, and they are celebrating this by performing the Eid namaz with congregation. That is just amazing. Just imagine, you know, like millions of Muslims across the world, you know, they're all heading to the masjid and they're celebrating Eid and they're thanking Allah Ta'ala for his favors.
The strength of Islam, the unity of Islam, the power of Islam, that so many people at one time are remembering Allah Almighty, are worshipping Allah Almighty.
SubhanAllah.
Is the speciality of the day of Eid.
MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah, you know, everyone celebrates Eid in their own way. But kids' Eid is something special, isn't it? Yeah? Come on now, Ibrahim. How do kids celebrate Eid? Anything that you think, what is so exciting about Eid? What's the favorite part? Have you got presents? What presents have you got so far? You want to share with us?
He's been getting Eid money.
Are you keeping a secret?
Yeah.
You want to keep all the presents? I think I need to go to your house now.
He doesn't want his sisters to find out because they're last for presents.
What about Eid? Did you get Eid from anyone?
Yeah.
How much Eid have you got so far?
£45.
£45? That means I should come to you and we can go for a trip then. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah? So, that's good, mashallah. You know, on Eid day, did you go to different homes? I want you to speak nice and loud.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
So I went to my...
Your auntie's house, your uncle's house?
Grandma's house.
I went to my grandma's house and I went to my auntie's house.
And did you say Eid Mubarak to everyone?
Yeah.
Can you say Eid Mubarak to everyone? Whoever, there might be someone from your family watching this program. Can you look at the camera? Look at the camera there and can you do give them a smile? And say Eid Mubarak to everyone.
Eid Mubarak.
And I want you to say it nice and loud. I'm going to give you three turns. I want to see which is the loudest. Are you ready for the challenge?
Yeah.
This is your Eid challenge on Madri Channel. Are you ready for the Eid challenge?
Yeah.
You have to say Eid Mubarak. Looking at the camera, you have to say Eid Mubarak to all the Muslims around the world. Okay? You're going to say that, okay? You're going to look at the camera. I'm going to have three turns. Let's see which is the loudest. Come on, turn number one. Go for it.
Eid Mubarak.
You have to look there.
You have to look at that camera.
And who are you saying it to?
All the Muslims.
To all the Muslims around the world. I want you to be excited, okay? Look over there. Look over there. Second attempt now. Come on.
Eid Mubarak.
Okay, now the third one. Now let's see which is the loudest. I think this one's going to be the loudest now. But look over there first. Give them a smile. Now say it.
Eid Mubarak.
SubhanAllah. Wow, well done. MashaAllah. So Eid Mubarak from Ibrahim to all the people out there, wherever you are, whichever country you are watching us from, Eid Mubarak to you. May Allah Ta'ala accept your fasting, your worships of Ramadan, your reciting of the Quran, all the good deeds that you've done in Ramadan, the charity that you have given. May Allah Ta'ala accept all of this. And may Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, keep us from those who have been accepted. Now, whose worships have been accepted. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep us away from those who have been rejected. Because that's the fact. That's the fact that there are people whose worships have been accepted and there are people whose worship were not accepted. And you know, we don't want to be on the other side. You know, we should pray and we should ask Allah, Ya Allah, keep us from those who are being accepted, who are from the maqbooleen, who are from the accepted people. May Allah Azza wa Jalla truly, you know, allow us this great favor as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. However, there's one sign that there's a sign of acceptance, you can say, that if the good habits that you had in Ramadan, if you could continue these habits, you know, you truly change yourself. If there were some bad habits, you left them and you adopted some good habits in the month of Ramadan, now you're carrying on with those habits. And just an example, in Ramadan, you've put that extra effort in, you worked hard, you made sure you went to the masjid and you performed your daily namaz with jamaat. And if you're still doing that now as well, and if you're continuing to do this in coming weeks as well, inshallah, that's a sign, alhamdulillah, your fasting and your worship has been accepted. Yeah, if you have improved, if you have changed. So this is something that we need to keep in mind. And you know, that's something like, you know, we talked about memory early on. There's some memories that they will just remember, they will stay with you. Memories of Ramadan. But there are some things that you can keep them with you. You can make those memories. For example, the good habits that you had in Ramadan, if you can carry on with them. So you can say, Alhamdulillah, in Quran, I started reciting it. Yeah. Or I started reading the translation of the Quran. Yeah. And I'm still doing it. The good habits that you had in the Ramadan, if you carry on with them, that was something that you'll remember, inshallah, later on, 3 months, 6 months down the line. You say, Alhamdulillah, I started this beautiful thing in Ramadan. So this is something we should all think about, what memories we could take with us. You know, this is again a sign of love for Ramadan. Yeah, a sign of love for Ramadan. So I like, for example, this water here. So when looking at the water, this could remind you of the iftari time. Yeah, at iftari time, we still have water to break our fast. Yeah, and if you have any date, if you have any fruit with you. Today, I was at someone's house just before I came. We were sitting somewhere. And in the house, mashallah, he had a big tray of fruit. Yeah, and normally you don't see that on Eid day. Yeah, on Eid day, you don't normally see that. You have, you know, so much different variety of items there. But that, mashallah, in that house, there's loads of mixed fruit there. And, you know, and they put it in one plate, you know, in front of us. And I thought, subhanAllah, this is actually a memory of Ramadan. Yeah, because in Ramadan, alhamdulillah, them same brothers, it was that same house who used to cook fruit, they used to bring it to our Fizan Medina, and alhamdulillah, you know, at iftari time, they used to give it out to everyone. Yeah, and you know, this is something that we should do, you know, if you want to keep that vibe, you want to keep that attachment with Ramadan, that's what you do. So anything that reminds you of Ramadan, try to bring it forward to your mind and think about those things. Yeah, this will increase your attachment, inshallah, azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah, we have some kids here as well. We have some youngsters in Madri Channel studio here in Bradford. I'm going to quickly turn to them, inshallah. Let's see if they can share their experience of Ramadan. Anything you want to say? What you did something different in this year, Ramadan?
It was only Medina Old Room that we read the Raweeh for the whole of Ramadan.
So can you tell everyone, where is this Fizan Medina?
In Old Room.
Can you tell me what normally happens after Taraweeh?
People
go home, don't they? They want to run home. Yeah. But subhanAllah, in Fizan Medina and Education Center Old Room, subhanAllah, we saw this, you know, this attachment that the local community had. They stayed there.
SubhanAllah.
You know, it was like, we didn't do this, yeah, but I thought I'd just clarify, yeah. But it was like, you know, we had to like push them out. Can they please go home? Yeah. But we didn't do that. But it was the attachment they stayed behind. They stayed there. It was like they were glued to Fizan Medina.
You know, you're talking about the attachment. Hamza lives about 2 miles away from Fizan Medina, if you look at it on the map. Every single night he read the Raweeh there. Is that connection with Fizan Medina, that attachment?
Let Hamza say that part, come on. Hamza, how far do you live from Fizan Medina, Oldham? Around 2 miles. And how far are you from the mic? Very close. Can you keep it close to your mouth then? MashaAllah. Hamza, you're about 2 miles away. And how many Taraweeh did you read in Fizan Medina?
All of them.
All of them? MashaAllah, that's a big step. And how did you go there? Did you fly?
In the car.
In the car. Who else went with you?
My father.
So you took your father with you. MashaAllah, well done. What made you go there? You could have gone to other places.
Because I studied with all the Islami.
SubhanAllah. That is a love is for Fizan Medina, that connection, MashaAllah, you have. MashaAllah, that's really nice. And I just remembered something. You know, during Ramadan, dear viewers of Madri Channel, you know, we tried something different this time in Oldham. We had an online fundraiser. There's lots of people who do online fundraisers, but in Oldham, this was one of the first time, you know, we tried something different. It was, we had different activities going on. And one of them is we made a fundraising page. You know, people make personal pages. So we made a personal page for Hamza during Ramadan. And we said to him, or maybe just before Ramadan.
No, Alf. So in Oldham, we had the campaign, didn't we? So we want to try and raise 1,000 units of £100 each. And we want to get certain people to give 10 units. So partway through the month of Ramadan, I looked at him and thought, like, let's keep him busy with something.
Subhanallah.
And then I said to him, go on, you can get £1,000, 10 units. And first he wasn't taking it. So then we made a link for him on that online fundraiser that you're saying. And we give it him thinking that, right, if he gets it, he gets it, let's see what he does. And he's nearly got it.
Wow.
He's nearly got it.
No, I wanted him to speak, that was the idea. Yeah. Come on, Hamza, can you please share your experience? So who made a link for you?
Arkham Bhai.
So Arkham Bhai made a link for you, and it was given a gift to you. Here's your personal page, go and fundraise for Dawat Islami. Yeah? And how was it at the beginning? What do you think? Was it an easy task?
It was an easy, but you had to push yourself.
You had to push yourself. Wow. And what did you do? Did you share it with your family? How did you raise? You managed to raise, I think, £954. If we want to be precise, something like that. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, around £954, mashallah, Hamza raised for Dawat Islami during Ramadan. And that was exceptional. It was beautiful, mashallah. Well done. Keep up the good work, mashallah. And I think that, you know, what you achieved there, that was massive. That's huge. That shows you your love and attachment with Dawat Islami, with Fizan-e Madina, mashallah. That's excellent, mashallah. Keep up the good work. But how did you do it?
I shared it with my family, and some people were generous.
So some people were generous.
Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
Some people were not generous.
Allahu Akbar, everyone, you heard him now. So those who know Hamza and you're watching this, he's given the hints. Can those ungenerous people, can you please, you know, get to his link and post something there as well? You want to be on the generous side of Hamza's fundraising campaign, mashallah. Mashallah, we already have someone who's in the studio and he's already given, mashallah, Hamza, the donations, mashallah. How much is it, Hamza?
50.
Mashallah, jazakallah. Thank you so much. Mashallah, may Allah ta'ala bless you. Like he said, there are some generous people out there, subhanallah. But what about the rest of you? But if everyone became generous, then we can do a lot more work, inshallah. By the way, whilst we're on the topic of fundraiser, mashallah, in Oldham, you know, we've had this very, you know, we have had a different experience this time. Alhamdulillah, we had a massive challenge that we want to raise 1,000 units. And this is just to inspire the Muslims, you know, from different communities, different cultures. When we set off in Ramadan, we thought, okay, we've got a lot of work still left in Fizan-e Madina Oldham, and we want to finish it off. But for this, obviously, finance is a massive, you know, hurdle. You know, you have to have finance to get things done these days. So we made an intention, we came with this mindset, inshallah, we're going to raise 1,000 units. And one unit is £100, and this is a nafli sadaqah, it's not zakat, it's not fitrana. So it's a general donation for Dawat Islami. You give it as in a one big pot to our main account, and you donate to our main campaign for Ramadan. And if we are able to, you know, raise 1,000 units, that would be a big spur for us to get the work done. We had this intention, we had this mindset, and we made a call. We said we're looking for, like Hamza said early on, we were looking for 100 generous people to give 10 units minimum. Just minimum 10 units. We're looking for 100 people to give us 10 units. We can easily reach our target. That was the goal. That was the campaign. That was our slogan. Alhamdulillah, from day one, mashallah, we've had a lot of support, a lot of encouragement from our local community and live on Madri channel. I want to thank all those individuals who've been part of this campaign, who supported us, who gave us so much love. And wherever you are in the world, in whichever way or form, you supported Dawat Islami through the local Fizan-e Madina, Madrasatul Madina, Jamiatul Madina, and other departments. You've given your zakat, you've given your fitrana to Dawat Islami. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all of you individuals, all of you people for all that love and support that you gave. And it is your love, your support that means a huge thing for Dawat Islami brothers. Alhamdulillah, so they could carry on the wonderful work that they are doing, alhamdulillah. In Oldham, we started off with this campaign. Arkham Bhai, we started off with this campaign of raising 1,000 units. And alhamdulillah, today as we speak, we have crossed 600 units. 600 units. We've crossed that. That is 60,000 pounds. Alhamdulillah, we have managed to raise that much in the month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. Just in 1 month.
Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah. And that is amazing. You know, and again, you know, we can't, you know, thank enough for all those lovely and generous people out there who've been part of this campaign, mashallah. So may Allah Ta'ala reward you in abundance for your contributions, your support, for the work of Dawood Sami that is happening all around the world. But remember this contribution is not limited to Ramadan. Please continue this, your connection, your love, your support, all the time, until we live, until we are breathing, until you can afford it. Keep your contributions with Dawood Islami so that the work of Dawood Islami can continue. Alhamdulillah, Dawood Islami is doing wonderful work around the world. Subhanallah, and those who don't know, every year, Dawood Islami is producing thousands of scholars.
Subhanallah.
Thousands of scholars. You know, it takes thousands of pounds to produce one scholar.
Subhanallah.
Yeah, and Dawood Islami is producing thousands of scholars every year now. Alhamdulillah. And hundreds and thousands of people have memorized the Quran, have learned the Quran with tajweed, are benefiting from the services of Dawood Islami.
You can see, even just sat here, you can see what Dawood Islami is producing.
Alhamdulillah.
We saw Hamza's tilawat at the start. We've heard Mubashir reading Naat. He's doing his through Dawat-e-Islami. These are products of Dawat-e-Islami.
Subhanallah.
And these are just a couple.
MashaAllah, are you doing Hifz as well? MashaAllah, can you hold the mic then? So where are you doing Hifz?
He's a Faizan Online Academy.
Faizan Online Academy. Oh, MashaAllah. Yes. How long have you been doing Hifz?
I started about 1 year ago.
1 year ago?
Yeah,
wow.
Last.
And how did you manage your online? Have you been enjoying it?
Yeah, it's been good, alhamdulillah.
Achha, so what's your routine then? Can you explain them? What's your class? When are your classes?
My classes are in the afternoon, about 5:30.
5:30?
Yeah.
How long?
1 hour.
1 hour class every day?
Yes.
More or less every day. You have one day off, don't you?
Yeah, Saturdays be off.
And mashallah, you've been doing it for over a year.
Yes,
alhamdulillah. Wow. And how many spara have you memorized?
I'm on my 12th spara now.
Wow, that is amazing. Subhanallah. MashaAllah, Mubashir is memorizing the Quran with online Faizan Online Academy, which is again one of the departments of Dawood Islami, and he's been studying around a year now. He knew Sim Spari before as well, but MashaAllah, since he's, since he started online, he's back on the track now. He wants to. Now, what's your plan next forward after this? About your Hifz?
When I want to finish in the next couple of years, inshallah.
Subhanallah. That is amazing, mashallah. I do dua Allah Azza wa Jal makes you a practicing Hafiz al-Quran,
Ameen.
A practicing
Ameen.
Islamic scholar as well, inshallah. Ameen. May you complete Hafiz and the Islamic course as well, of Alim course, and may Ameen. You serve Islam and do the work of deen, inshallah.
Ameen.
Mashallah, that is amazing. That is really good. Mashallah, all those who are studying online with Dawood Islami as well, it's an amazing thing that you're doing, mashallah. Keep up the good work, mashallah. And we were talking about fundraiser, and we mentioned Brother Hamza early on. Yeah, and that's something that Brother Mubashir did as well during Ramadan, and that was amazing. And I think it was a big support for us in Older, mashallah. He helped us with our donation box team. We have our donation box fundraisers. They go door to door and they collect donations. They collect our donation boxes that we have, the green donation boxes that we have in homes. And Mubashir was a volunteer during the month of Ramadan, and he went out. You know, he because he drives, he took his brother and he went to so many houses. How was the experience?
Yeah, it was good, alhamdulillah.
What did you do?
What
time did you used to go? I want to share your experience of collecting donations.
Yeah, twice a week we used to go from about 11 o'clock to about 5 o'clock. And we used to go to different areas and collecting the donation boxes from different houses.
MashaAllah. Yeah. So roughly, how many boxes did you collect? You and your team when you were together?
All together?
Yeah, roughly in the whole month of Ramadan.
Roughly about close to 400.
400 donation boxes?
Alhamdulillah.
Wow, that is amazing. Subhanallah, that is a great achievement, mashallah. I think both of you deserve Eidi, mashallah.
Mashallah.
So, your Eidi is, you need to make that to 500 boxes. May Allah Ta'ala bless you all for all the hard work that you guys done, mashallah. And out there, you know, those people who did a lot of charity work, voluntary work, mashallah. Well done to everyone. May Allah Ta'ala accept your efforts. And now it's time. You know, remember the local communities, you know, they've supported you, they've helped you with so much donations. Now it's your time to deliver. Yeah, it's your time to run the courses, to run activities in your local centers and do wonderful work that you promised them that you're going to be doing, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to really enjoy these beautiful moments of Eid with our family, with our friends. And you know, the day of Eid, there's one thing that we do. We go to so many people's homes, don't we? Yeah. And lots of people come to our homes as well. But, you know, if you look at it from an Islamic angle, it's like you're getting a huge opportunity to serve people. And serving people, you know, being a host, is one of the sunnah of the Prophet
Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Anything you want to say regarding this?
I think normally we see that people, when they have guests, they think of them as a burden. But the guest, he comes with his own sustenance. So whenever you have guests, you should be happy that you've got guests.
So if someone turns up on your house on Eid, don't say, no one's at home. Yeah? Or we've got nothing rude, nothing made. It shouldn't be like that. It always, you know, be happy. Accept the guest, you know, welcome them, give them love. Yeah? And this is not just, just on the occasion of Eid, yeah? But all the time in life. As a Muslim, it's important that we are good hosts. You know, we welcome our guests and we look after them. We give them food, we give them drink, we sit down with them, we give time. Yeah, especially the kids, because this is a kids program. I'm speaking to the kids here. You know, when you have guests in your house, normally, it's like your parents, they sit with the guests, don't they? Yeah? If it could be your aunties, uncles, or grandparents, they come, or relatives, or someone who know your family, they come to your house. And what happens, a lot of times, kids, they either run upstairs, they hide, yeah? Or do we do that as well? Oh, I can see smiles there, and I think, I can see Ibrahim smirking as well. Now we know the tricks now. Okay, so we do have people, it's been confirmed now, on live, yeah, we do have people who run upstairs because there's guests downstairs. Now that's not the right approach. Yeah, if guests come to your house, they come to your house, why are you running away? You need to sit with them. Sit down, just sit down, enjoy. Give them your company. Yeah. And or those who do stay behind, just sometimes parents make you sit, don't they? Parents make you sit, don't they? Yeah, they make you sit, and what happens then? Then you make noise. Then you scream, then you yell, you give him tough time, and your parents do dua, ya Allah, please get him out from here.
That's when they run upstairs.
Then they say, please go upstairs. Yeah, that's not the right thing. Come on, kids, all the children are watching this program. Look, as a Muslim, it is important for us to be nice. We need to be hospitable. Is that right word? Mm. Hospitable. That was better. Tongue twister for me today. Yeah. So you need to be nice. You need to respect people. You need to have love for them. You show them affection. Be nice. And you know, truly from your heart, be happy that they've come. Mm. Yeah. Even you're not happy. Pretend that you're happy. Yeah. Not on a serious note, remember two things. With regards to guests, remember 2 points. Okay, Ibrahim, I want you to remember 2 points. Number one, when a guest comes to your house, he's come for his own sustenance. You know the food he's going to eat? That was written for him. From Allah, it was written that he's going to have that food from your house. That food, that share of the food was written for them. So they've come for their own share. They've not took anything from the family. And although physically it looks like they took it from the family, but in reality, it's their own share. Yeah? And sometimes the guests even don't know as well. Mm. As a person, he doesn't even know where he's going to eat, what he's going to eat. Mm. And sometimes, you know, something happens, they end up coming to your house.
You know, guests, they like
that. Sorry, just to finish that point off. So first thing to keep in mind is when a guest comes to your house, he's come for his own sustenance, his own risk that has brought him to your house. So don't be stingy. Yeah, it's Eid today. It's Eid. Don't be confused. Don't be stingy. No, be caring. Share the food, be generous on the occasion of Eid, inshallah. Second, when guests leave, the guest leaves and takes the sins of the family as well.
SubhanAllah. Yeah.
And that is this amazing thing. That's a gift from Allah Ta'ala. Now, if you serve the guest, keep them happy, when they leave, they will leave with the sins. So the person, the family, those who are host, their sins are gone as well. And that is this amazing gift from Allah Ta'ala. What did you do as a family? You just served the guests. You just gave them water, you gave them drink, you gave them, you know, sweet dish, you gave them food, and you just looked after them. That's it. Yeah. So, look at the sawab and reward that you get to be nice. So I hope, you know, we're going to see a bit of a change in Hamza and Ibrahim's life. Yeah? When you have guests in your house, and I'm sure your family's watching this program, they're going to let us know if you've improved, inshallah. You're going to improve? Yes. He's, why struggling to say yes? Come on, Ibrahim. What's going on? MashaAllah. You were talking about guests.
So guests, they're a mercy from Allah Azza wa Jal.
Subhanallah.
From Allah Almighty. If you think about it this way, you've got guests, you've got people coming to you, you've got people around you. On the day of Eid, there's some people, they have no one. They're waiting for a guest to come. They desire for a guest to come. They'll be crying for a guest to come to the house.
You know what you said, Brother Arkam, and the kids who are watching this, maybe, you know, we've not understood this. Because we generally in our household, we have so many people who come. Yeah, we have a close family, wider family, neighbors, you know, full day. And I normally say Eid is not just one day, we have like Eid vibe for a whole week. The whole week people keep coming and
going.
We
have a plan, one day we're going to go to this house, second day this house, evening this house.
SubhanAllah, we have so many people coming in and out, you know, in our homes. But there are people out there who are celebrating Eid, but they are alone. They're lonely. You know, sometimes this is the only time in the whole year they feel lonely. Although they're in the community, they live in that same area, there are so many Muslims out there, but they feel lonely, they feel alone. They don't have anyone else to share their love and joy on the occasion of Eid, because they don't have a wider family. They could be single Muslims here. They could come from a different culture. So for example, you live in a majority Pakistani community, you might have someone there who's come from Africa, who's from Arab, who's from a different culture, who speaks a different language. And even in a Pakistani community, there might be people who've come from a different city in Pakistan, yeah, who speak a different dialect. And even them, they don't mix in. Yeah, and this is something we need to realize, those elders who are watching this program as well, that on the occasion of Eid, let's reach out to them. Let's share some food with them. You cook so much wonderful food at home anyway. Yeah, why don't you make a container, yeah, and share this food with them? No, and this is something that we could keep in mind. Or if it's possible for you, if it's practical, invite them to your homes. Maybe 3-4 of them. I'm sure you will know someone in your locality. Yeah, just a few streets away from your house, you will know people, you know, Muslims who are celebrating Eid, but they don't have a wider family. Let's reach out to them people. Let's put some love in their hearts as well. No, we're not gonna lose anything. But you know, if you become a reason of someone's happiness,
you know the du'as that you will get from that person.
SubhanAllah.
Like you said, you won't lose anything. You could gain everything from that one small act.
SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. By the way, one of the favorite part on Eid, what is it? Getting money. What else is it? Favorite part on Eid? Say it loud.
Getting money.
That's it. Getting money. I was looking for a second thing now on the list. What else is the favorite part? Like a lot of people do.
Eat.
I can't believe it. He took time. Maybe he's not too much. He's eating food. And on the especially small Eid, Eid al-Fitr, you know, we eat food so much, don't we? Yeah. Wherever, every house you go, there's food ready for you. And they force you, they stuff it in you. Yeah. And you know, it's hard to say no sometimes, yeah. But you know, it's hard to control yourself as well. Yeah. Sometimes you're waiting for the food to just go on the table. And so you can jump on it. Just joking. Don't make sure you don't jump on it. Okay? Yeah. Loads of food, alhamdulillah, we have. And you know, food is a ne'mat from Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, and it's a time that when you have food in your house, you know, just before you have that food, just take a moment, yeah, and just pause and thank Allah Ta'ala for all that beautiful food that is in front of you. Ya Allah, I thank you for all the food that you've given. All these, you know, the chicken roasts, the samosas, kebabs, the biryani, the sweet dishes, and whatever that's there in front of you. Thank Allah Ta'ala. I remember, Brother Arkam, I just recalled an incident. It was during iftari. On one occasion, we sat down, and you know, brothers bought so much food there. And because we were together, loads of other people had, you know, there were like loads of, you know, there was a dining mat where people had food for everyone. But on where we were sitting, a group of like 5-10 people, you know, someone put too much food there. There's fruit and different items there. It was amazing. It was that love that, you know, how they, you know, they cared for the brothers who came to that place. But there's one brother there who's sitting in front of me. I was about to eat. And he was in front of me. And I noticed he's like crying. Can you believe it? So much beautiful food in front of you. You're about to eat. It's iftari as well. You're hungry. You've been hungry full day. Yeah. And you're about to eat now. And you got the food in front of you. Everyone's eating. Everyone's enjoying. That brother's crying. You know, when I saw him, I couldn't take that food in my mouth. Although I was hungry, I couldn't take it in my mouth. Yeah, I held it there. Because I felt really bad. You know, I'm taking it whilst he's crying. I go, are you okay? Because it was in front of other people, so I tried to like not make it obvious first, but then everyone became aware. But I said, brother, are you okay? What's happened to you? You know what he said to me? Something that didn't even cross my mind. He said, look, brother, the country that I'm from, people don't have this type of food. People are crying for clean water. And they don't have all these type of meals there. Look, we've got all this, we've been blessed. He goes, can I request you? Let's before we have the food, can you please make dua? Yeah, let's pray for all those Muslims who are hungry. Yeah, who are struggling. And then everyone prayed, we did dua for them people. And you know, everyone's different. You know, where we waste a lot of food on Eid. You know, we leave things on the plate. We stuff, don't we? Ibrahim, is that true? You put so much dessert on the plate and then we end up not finishing it off as well. Does that happen? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's speaking on behalf of all the children out there. So that's not right. So the kids who are watching this program, please, you know, be reserved. Now be careful. Yeah. When you want to, if you want to put food in your plates, then put that amount that you're going to finish. Maybe at the beginning, just put a small amount. And if you like the food, if you like the dessert, then you can have some more afterwards. You can always put a top up afterwards. But don't put too much, and then you just left it. And then in most cases, you know, if you have leftovers there, no one's going to eat it. Most of the time, what happens is people throw it away. You're wasting food. You know, on the day of Eid, on the day of happiness, on the day of being thankful to Allah Ta'ala for His favors in the month of Ramadan, and now the favor that He's blessed us with Eid, now on this occasion, we are wasting food. Is that the right way? No, it's not. So please, you know, all the brothers and sisters who are watching this program, please be mindful on the occasion of Eid. Let's not waste food in the month of Ramadan. In this occasion of Eid, inshallah. Again, I was talking about Ramadan, innit? SubhanAllah. May the beautiful month of Ramadan come again. May we witness the atmosphere of Ramadan again. May we witness the atmosphere of Ramadan in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. Ameen, bijahin nabil, ameen. Anything the kids want to mention? What's your favorite food? So far, what's been the top of the list?
Biryani.
Biryani, mashallah. Mashallah. What about Ibrahim? What's your favorite food? What did you like the best so far?
What have you eaten so far?
I think he likes Eid. I like Eid. You eat Eid as well?
No.
You don't eat Eid? I think you should, because that's the only thing you like. Do you eat as well?
Yeah.
Oh, shukr. You got me worried. If he said no, I would be worried. How is he sitting here without food? I would have been worried, you know.
What have you eaten today? What's the first thing you had today?
Milk. I drink milk.
You had milk in the morning.
Yeah.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah. Come on, Mubashir, what's your favorite dessert then? So far in this Eid.
Favorite dessert?
Yeah. Or anything. Or that means it's not just a dessert person.
You're walking up now.
Oh, hoi, hoi, hoi. I think he's got a bit of list going on here. What's your favorite food so far?
Food is probably the same as Hamza, biryani I had today. It was very nice.
SubhanAllah, mashallah. Whoever cooked that biryani, well done. May Allah Ta'ala bless you for cooking that beautiful biryani for Hamza and Mubashir. What else?
I like halwa as well, but we've not had that today.
Not had it as well.
Not.
So he's waiting for the halwa now. So, right, everyone, if there's anyone watching from his family, if there's halwa left, please finish it before he comes, because he's going to clean it. He's going to clean it all up. MashaAllah. May Allah bless you. May Allah give you so much in the dunya and the akhirah as well. But these are moments for us to be grateful for our family, our sisters, our mothers, you know, who've been awake late night, you know, cooking beautiful food, getting things ready for the next day, and waking up early morning whilst we were performing our Eid namaz. They were cooking food. They didn't have time to change their clothes, you know, like you have Eid clothes. They didn't have time for them for that. They only got to that maybe about 10, 11 o'clock. Yeah. And, you know, all the hard work they've done, it's a time for all of us here and also the children out there. Now, let's say thank you to your mothers, sisters, aunties for cooking all that beautiful food. Especially any house that you go to, when you have the food, say thank you to them. Say Jazakallah. Thank you for all that beautiful food that you cooked. Yeah, do dua for them. Jeev, your favorite item on the list?
Today, wahad, jelly. Not had it jelly. For a long time. It's something different. I've not had it for a long time, so I had it today.
I hope it was without sweet. That's what you deserved. You like jelly, mashallah. Yeah. Okay. So you enjoy jelly, just jelly itself. Did you have like a glass of jelly and you drank it?
No, jelly and a bit of ice cream.
Ice cream. Wow. What flavor is it?
Strawberry. Is it strawbery?
He's not good with the taste, is he? I'm asking you, he's asking him what's going on. He has a bit of teamwork. Did you eat it for him? No, but he ate his own, isn't it? Yeah, so you have this
whatever flavor it is, it was nice.
It was nice, mashallah. So whoever made this jelly, thank you to them as well, mashallah. So, but overall, from past experience then, come on, okay, what are you looking forward for? Any particular meal that you're looking forward at this time? You think, now I'm going to go to that house because they make this thing.
No.
You're not really
Everywhere. Everywhere. If I pick one, I'll be in trouble.
Oh, I like that one. Come on, Hamza's going to say something then, come on. Is there any like anywhere you're thinking, any special item you're waiting for? You can't wait to go to the house, you're going to have that item.
Roasts.
Acha, mashallah. Anything else, Hamza? Ibrahim? Anything that you like eating?
No.
Can you share some of the manners of eating? Anything that you want to share? Like any good manner of eating? Anything kids should be like, you know, aware of when they're eating food?
Read Bismillah before you eat.
Okay, that's one. Anything else?
You should eat on the floor.
Let's do a challenge. Should we do a quick game? Let's do a quick game, inshallah. We're going to go around, okay? And you have to share one manner of eating, but you can't repeat it. Okay? It could be a sunnah, it could be a manner of eating. One good habit about eating, about food. Okay? Anything to do with food, eating, not sleeping. Yeah? So, can you see that part again? We're starting off from you then.
You should read Bismillah before eating.
So, to read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before the meal. Mubashir.
To eat with the right hand.
To eat with the right hand.
Are we missing you out?
Yeah, we are missing you.
To eat halal food.
To eat halal food. MashaAllah. I think we need to take Ibrahim to eating course. What's going on? Ibrahim. Anything? Tell us any good manner. Should we eat with our mouth?
No.
Yeah. Well, how should we eat? So instead of putting the mouth, where do you put it? In the ear?
No.
How should we eat then?
With the mouth.
And should you chew it? Should you chew it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should bite it really well. Chewing the food. Yeah, chewing the food really well. That's a sunnah of the Prophet.
You should eat on the floor.
So don't put big bites, yeah, in the mouth and just swallow them. Chew it really well, make it into small particles. And let it go in like a liquid.
You should eat on the floor.
Eating on the floor is a sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ.
You should eat with...
By the way, whoever can't think is out. Yeah? So I think we should just keep it to the three of you for now, to make it quick.
You should eat with other people.
Eating with other people is sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ.
Whatever you put in your plate, you should finish it.
Whatever you put in your plate, finish it. And if you don't finish it, most likely it's going to go to waste.
After having a water or drink, you should read Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
MashaAllah.
If any food's fallen out from the plate, you should eat that as well.
SubhanAllah. You know, sometimes you're having food, and then some parts of food, some bites, or some, like, little, what do you call them? Couple of splinters, not gonna. Yeah, like a few grains of chawal, for example, they like biryani, don't they? So a few masales, they fall on the floor, right, on the clean area, on the dining mat, then you're picking it up, cleaning it and eating it. This is a good habit, mashallah.
If you're eating with people and there's the same type of food in front of you, you should eat from what's closest to you, rather than reaching over from somebody else.
So if you're eating collectively, then it is sunnah, it's a good manner that you eat from your own side. Yeah. And if you're eating alone, you can dive in any side you want to. Yeah. Go on, anything else? You have to be quick now, we need to get someone out from the team. If you suppose, I'm going to count to 3, 2, 1. You're going to be out. 3.
You should have milk.
What are you talking about?
Milk.
Drinking milk is sunnah.
Yeah.
Say then.
You drink milk.
Full sentence.
You can drink, you should drink milk.
Okay,
it's
you need to give me milk then, okay? Then I'll drink. SubhanAllah. Ji.
You should wash your hands and your mouth before and after eating.
SubhanAllah. Come on, everyone watching out there. Make sure you wash your hands. A lot of us forget, because there's food up front, we just dive in. Wash your hands, clean the mouth before the meal and after the meal as well.
You shouldn't complain about the food.
Not complaining about the food. That was something I was actually waiting for. I was waiting for them to not say it. So I could say it. To not complain about the food. That is something my youngsters and elders watching this program, I want you to be careful of. Because we do have some nice people out there who have a habit of complaining. Any house they go to at on Eid, they say, oh, this wasn't nice, this wasn't right, and they had a full plate of that meal. They always have they're known as Mr. Complainers, whatever name you want to give to them. If that is you, please don't be like that, because it is not from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Simple as that. If there's something you don't like, you know, on the dining mat, on the table, if there's something you don't want to eat, just don't eat it. Put less, put just a small amount, eat something else. Yeah, don't have that food, but don't complain about it. No, why shouldn't you complain? One, obviously it's not a sunnah. To not complain about the food is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Food is a blessing from Allah Almighty. It's like you're
being ungrateful.
You're being ungrateful. You're complaining about a blessing from Allah Almighty. Now imagine that food that you're complaining about, that you're saying is bad, that it's not good, you don't like it. There's people in the world who would give their lives for that food. Like we mentioned before, there's people around the world who are starving. They don't even have clean water. We've got so many blessings of Allah Almighty in front of us, especially on the day of Eid. We've got so many different types of food, but we're still complaining.
Allah. So please, don't be Mr. Complainer. Be Mr. Thankful. Thankfuler, that doesn't make sense. Yeah, be a thanking person. Yeah? Be gratefuler.
You should eat slowly and not rush.
Yeah, don't rush. There's not a race.
Ibrahim said that one. He said you should chew your food. It's the same thing.
Okay.
You can't have that.
We'll let you off. Kwan. But we got a few more minutes left. Kwan.
Eating watermelon is sunnah.
Subhanallah. Your turn came quick, didn't it? That's why you wanted to take more time. 3, 2, 1. Sorry, mate. You're out. Kwan, Hamza. 3.
You should have
to do. You're talking to yourself here. Each time you keep the mic away, that means you're talking to yourself.
You should have khajur when you break your fast.
Dates. Fast, mashallah.
You should eat with your hands.
Eating with your hands? Whoa, how do people eat? People will eat with eggs? Okay, eating with your hands is sunnah. It's a sunnah to eat with your hands. 3, 2, 1. Sorry, come on, Mubashir, you're the winner today. So let's see how many manners you can mention after this as well. Come on, anything else? Just anything that comes to your mind?
After you've eaten, if there's any food left on your fingers, you should lick it off your fingers to not waste it.
Eating small morsels, small bites, yeah?
Yeah.
I think someone mentioned that before as well, mashallah. Mashallah, that was really nice, mashallah. Well done. This was just a polite reminder to everyone, when you eat food, keep the manners of eating in mind as well. Don't just go crazy. Allah made you a human. Be a human. Don't be an animal. Yeah? I don't think I need to add anything more to this now, do I? Yeah. But you know, when you mentioned not complain, I just want to add on this. One reason why we shouldn't complain is someone out there who's cooked that food, who put all that effort in. Someone who's bought that food, did all the shopping, someone's cooked it, someone put it on the table, now they're giving it to you. Now, it's possible something wasn't cooked properly. Yeah, maybe there was too much salt, maybe in the dessert there wasn't too much sweet there, or something was uncooked at the moment, it was half cooked, it wasn't all ready yet, or it was burnt. These things can happen. Yeah, they're human beings. But if you complain, some people, then they say, I'm being honest. Yeah, I'm straightforward. I say on the face. Yeah, some people have that type of mentality. But I'm sorry, it's wrong. Yeah, no, it's not being something great that you have that mindset. This is not right. This is not the right way, because what you're doing with that mindset. No, I'll just say it. I'll say on the face. You had that food. Now you're being ungrateful. You're breaking someone's heart. You're breaking someone's heart. And you know, I tell you one thing. The people out there, they might not say it to you on the face, yeah, but they are broken and they don't like it. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is that true? Look, all the people here, even Ibrahim, is that true? When you tell people off and you say to your mom, oh, this is astaghfirullah, if someone says, this is ugly, this is not nice, I'm not going to eat this, astaghfirullah, if someone says something like that, will your mom or your sister be happy? Yeah, they put all the effort in. And you're making jokes out of it. You're saying bad things about it. You're breaking people's hearts. It's the time of Eid. It's the time to make the hearts. It's to make the bonds. It's to connect the hearts. And you're breaking the hearts. So please, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, on the occasion of Eid, you know, share your love. Share your happiness. Now be excited, but at the same time, keep it halal. Keep it within the boundary of Islam as well, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala accept your fasting, your worships of Ramadan, your tilawat of the Quran. But please keep these good habits going as well. May Allah Ta'ala bless you all. Keep you happy, inshallah, in this dunya and the akhir as well. But for now, inshallah, I would like to thank everyone here as well. Our Madani Channel team in Pakistan, in Madani Channel studio here in Bradford. Eid Mubarak to everyone. May Allah Ta'ala accept all your hard works that you've been doing throughout Ramadan, inshallah. And those who have been lazy, let's listen, get active now, get going, sort yourself out before it's too late. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I love Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.